The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter Number 24, Text Number 7, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on September 18th, 2016, in New Delhi, India.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Tatra api hamsam purusham parama Atmanam Atmadrik Yajan Tat Lokalatam Apa Kushalena Samadina Tatrapi Hamsam Purusham Paramatmanam Atmadrik Yajangsta Lokatam Apa Kushalena Samadina Tatapi Hamsam Purusham Paramatmam Atmadrik Yajangsta Lokatam Apa Kushalena Samadina. Anitrata api, despite his engagement, Hamsam, one who kills the distress of his kinsmen, Purusham, unto the Supreme Person, Paramatmanam, the most beloved super soul, Atmadrik, one who has seen or acquired self-realization. Yajan, by worshipping. Tat Lokatam, achieved the same planet. Apa, achieved. Kushalena, very easily. Samadina, always keeping himself in ecstasy. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Although Maharaj Antardhana was engaged in performing sacrifices, because he was a self-realized soul, he very intelligently rendered devotional service to the Lord, who eradicates all the fear of his devotees. By thus worshipping the Supreme Lord, Maharaj Antardhana, wrapped in ecstasy, attained his planet very easily. Purport. Since sacrifices are generally performed for fruit of actors, performed by fruit of actors, is especially mentioned here at the Tatrapi, that although Maharaj Antardhana was externally engaged in performing sacrifices, his real business was rendering devotional service by hearing and chanting. In other words, he was performing the usual sacrifices by the method of Sankirtan Yajna as recommended herein. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishno Smaranam Pandasevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atman Nivedanam Bhagavatam 7.5.23. Devotional service is called Kirtan Yajna, and by practicing the Sankirtan Yajna, one is very easily elevated to the planet where the Supreme Lord resides. Out of the five kinds of liberations, achieving the same planet where the Lord resides and living with the Lord there is called Shalokya liberation. Pretty amazing, huh? Just by doing this kirtan yajna, you can be elevated to the planet of Krishna. So what does that mean? This is a hall and so many kirtans are done here. What does that mean? This temple is a launching pad to Krishna Loka. Just like they put a rocket, you know, a launching pad, and they send it to outer space. This temple is a launching pad, and you get to be the rocket. You join in the kirtan, you become a rocket, and you're launched to Krishna Loka. Krishna's Loka is a very nice place. It's much nicer than Delhi. There's no pollution. There's no old age. There's no death. There's no sickness. There's no terrorist threat from the Muslims, terrorists, the ISIS crisis, you see. It's a completely blissful place, you see. So I think the whole world should join the kirtan. I really think the whole world should join. That's the intelligent thing, you see. Why remain in a suffering condition? I mean, this material world is so miserable. Birth is painful. The kid comes out screaming, covered with blood. It's a horrible thing to be born. It's the most painful nightmare you could ever imagine to be born. And then after you come out of the womb, you get sick, and they say, now you have to go to school. Papa didn't even want to go to school. They had to send somebody to make sure he went to the school. He didn't go somewhere else during the class time out, you see. And then you have, finally you get used to being in school. Now you have to go out and get a career, you see. Another austerity, isn't it? And then finally you get a career and you're successful. Now old age comes. Your eyes don't work. Your liver doesn't work. The spleen becomes defective. Your bowels don't function properly anymore. I mean, it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. We're being pounded by the material nature. You understand? Pounded by the material nature. So therefore, a sane person thinks, is this all there really is? Why do I want to enjoy when the world is a place of suffering? There seems to be a mismatch here, is it? The karmi, they just think, yes, let me enjoy, work hard, make money, spend money, enjoy, and that's karmi. But Gyani, he becomes a little thoughtful. He thinks, is this really all there is? There must be something more than this. It couldn't be this bad, you see. The Gyani, he's looking for something. Atato Brahma Jigyasa, you see. He's looking for self-realization, the thoughtful person, the Gyani, you see. And out of many, 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 many Gyanis, one who is very fortunate, he comes into contact with the Vaishnavas. And he actually finds out, yes, there is another world, there's another dimension. And the amazing thing about this transcendental dimension is you don't have to wait for death to enter into it. We were studying this last night in the Bhagavad Gita over in Dwarka, Delhi. Bayash Varsheshva Saktatman Vindat Yatmani Yat Sukham Sabrahma Yoga Yuktatma Sukham Akshayam Ashnute. Such a self-realized person is not attracted to material sense pleasures because he is always relishing the pleasure within. In this way, the self-realized soul experiences unlimited happiness, for he always concentrates on the Supreme. So when you actually come to this position of spiritual awakening, you enter into a state of trance. You see? It's like we sometimes say, chanting is enchanting. Because chanting will put you in a state of trance, divine trance, to where you're no longer interested in sex, you see, or the tongue. You become detached from all the pleasures of the senses. Seeing some pretty woman, you see, with all these different sense gratifications. you actually enter into a state of trance. It's called Krishna consciousness. Perhaps you've heard of this, Krishna consciousness. You've heard of Krishna consciousness? Yes? That is our movement. Yes, Krishna consciousness movement. So you enter into this divine state of trance called Krishna consciousness. This is the actual definition of being Krishna conscious. You're not attracted to material sense pleasure. If I'm still being carried away by my senses, bewildered by all these sensual desires, I'm not really Krishna conscious yet, isn't it? If you're not in a state of trance, attached to material sense gratification, you have not yet awakened your Krishna consciousness. Because if you actually awaken your Krishna consciousness, you relish within you unlimited pleasure. Sukham akshayam ashnute. Ashnute means he enjoys. He enjoys unlimited happiness within himself. Now, what does that mean, enjoying unlimited happiness within yourself? That means it doesn't matter what's happening in the external plane. Whether you're here or there in that situation, you can be in absolutely any position, all the way from Brahmaloka down to Patalaloka. A Krishna-conscious person can be in any situation and relish the bliss of his eternal loving relationship with Krishna. Because that's where the nectar is. That's where the real nectar is. You won't find it anywhere else. We look everywhere else because we're in the world. Everybody's looking everywhere else for happiness. But there absolutely is not even one pinch of genuine happiness to be found anywhere in this material world. Confirmed by Krishna. Abrahma bhuvana loka punar avartinarjuna mamupechitakanteya punar janmana vidyate. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery, wherein repeated birth and death take place, but one who attains to my abode, O son of Kunti, punar janmana vidyate, again, never does he take birth. So do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Stop looking for happiness in this material world. Just stop it. It's stupid. It's asinine to look for happiness in that place where happiness does not exist. It's the pastime of fools and rascals to look for happiness in that place where there is no happiness. See? Why not look for the happiness in that place where genuine happiness exists? And you'll find that within you. In your relationship with Krishna. In that relationship with Krishna, there are unlimited varieties of nectarian mellows with Krishna and Krishna's devotees. This International Society for Krishna Consciousness is a manifestation of Krishna's transcendental abode here in the material world. So when you enter into ISKCON, the actual mood of ISKCON, serving the mission of His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, you're practically speaking already situated in the spiritual world. It's just a matter of waking up. It's like if I give you a mango, it might be a fully ripened mango or it might be a green mango. But I've given you a mango. See? So Prabhupada has given us the spiritual world already. For us neophytes, it's a green mango. But we have it. We have the mango. And as you patiently execute the regulative principles of devotional service, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare, avoiding illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication, and gambling, you actually experience that ripening of the mango or the awakening of the divine consciousness within. Now, some people say this is fanaticism, all these rules and regulations. I just want to do what feels good. But the difficulty is you don't really know what feels good. You think you know what feels good, but actually what you're doing is increasing your pain. If we take higher knowledge from those persons who are actually situated beyond this material existence, and we understand that real happiness is actually in your loving relationship with Krishna or God, and we follow their directions, yes, then we enter into that healthy state. So you have to put your faith. What is the first step on the pathway of spiritual awakening, as described by Rupa Goswami? It's faith. And you can say, well, how can I put my absolute faith in this process? I'm not seeing Krishna. How can I put my absolute faith in this process? Well, there's something called preliminary faith. Well, let me give it an experiment. Let me give it a go. Prabhupada told us there's another world. He appeared to be from another world. It seems pretty real. I haven't experienced it personally yet, but it seems pretty legitimate. Let me give it a try. Let me give it a try. Let me give it a fair chance to work by following it. Like I hand you a recipe for banana bread. And there's a picture of the finished product, the banana bread, along with the recipe. You say, well, it looks pretty good. But how I know absolutely for sure this recipe will really work? I was told it makes good banana bread. I've seen a picture of what's supposed to be the result of following the recipe. It seems legitimate. The other recipes in the cookbook are all good, so I'll give it a try. See? So if you follow the actual recipe given by the great sages of that holy land called India, if you follow the recipe given by these great sages, you strictly follow it. Don't concoct your own version. You see? If you want the banana bread to come out properly, you don't leave out the baking soda. You see? You have to put in all the ingredients. You have to follow the recipe strictly. You say, well, I followed it. I didn't get any banana bread. But you didn't strictly follow the recipe, sir. You left out the baking soda. You got a bunch of goo in the bottom of the pan because you didn't follow the recipe. But if you follow the recipe exactly as it is given by the spiritual master, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling, and chant at least 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day carefully to the best of your ability, then we guarantee you, if you follow this, you will get banana bread, so to speak. You will get the awakening of Krishna consciousness within your heart. You will experience that state of trance that Krishna talks about in the Gita. For you can be even in the most calamitous situation and not be disturbed by it. Krishna guarantees this in the Gita. He guarantees it. He says, stito yagasya dukkena guranapi vachalyate. One who is firmly situated in Krishna consciousness is not disturbed even in the most calamitous of circumstances. So do yourself a favor, ladies and gentlemen. Give this process your best effort. Give it your sincere best effort to awaken pure love of God within your heart. If you do so, we absolutely guarantee you'll have an amazing transformation of your consciousness. As Prabhupada personally told me, he said, now you just qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. That will be the result. Anybody who strictly follows this process will actually, in due course, see Krishna face to face. Krishna reveal. Just like he revealed to Narada Muni, he revealed to you also. What you read in the books is not simply in the books, it's something that you can actually experience yourself. You can have a mystical experience of directly seeing God when you become qualified. You see? This process will qualify you. Was Prabhupada just give me some flowery words to encourage me to follow, to keep chanting? No. Prabhupada was telling me the scientific fact. By doing this, you will qualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. So, therefore, my question is, why cheat yourself? You can have a direct, intimate, personal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Why do you want to remain here trying to simply be a dancing dog in the hands of your family members? You know what I mean? Dancing dog in the hand of your family members. You know how many lifetimes we've been dancing dogs in the hands of our family members? Millions and billions and trillions of quadrillions of lifetimes we have been dancing dogs in the hands of our family members. And where did it get us? Another damn rotting material body. That's all. You see? Remember this. Relatives are relative. They're not absolute. Or another way, everyone is your relative. Every single jiva soul is your relative because we're all the children of Krishna. That's another way of seeing it. So if you want to please your family members, then follow Lord Chaitanya's order. Jari deka tarika Krishna upadesh amara agaya guru hoyutaya desh. If you want to really please and serve your family members, go out and save the world. That's serving your family. You see? Every single living entity is your relative, and Lord Chaitanya has ordered you to become a guru and deliver them. So you become a guru by preaching. Siksha guru. Everyone must become siksha guru. You see? You must go out and save the world. These are all your relatives. They're all your relatives. Go out and save your relatives. They're suffering in the cycle of birth and death. You see? And we can also think about our relatives. Prabhupada said we should get a BTG, actually the GBC passed a resolution many years ago that every devotee should get a Back to Godhead subscription for their parents. And Prabhupada said, very good. So even those relatives we want to take care of too. But they're not the only relatives. Everyone's our relative, you see. So in this way, be compassionate. I'll let you in a little insider secret I've realized after many decades of practicing Krishna consciousness. The insider secret is this. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna. So just try to give Krishna to everyone that you meet. Try to give Krishna to the whole world. Make that your goal. I want to give Krishna to the whole world. Make that your goal. You may say, but that's such a big thing. How could I think like that? But you know what Prabhupada says in this purport? He defines what it means to be a Krishna conscious person. He said, a Krishna conscious being is always thinking and planning how to deliver the entire suffering humanity back to home, back to Godhead. Do you wake up in the morning thinking how you can deliver the whole world? When you go to take your shower or brush your teeth or shave? Are you meditating how you can save the whole world? Well, you're supposed to be. Prabhupada defines that's what it means to be Krishna conscious in his purport. So, how much I'm actually thinking about the welfare of all living entities in this material world, how they can be delivered as soon as possible, back to home, back to Godhead. That is how Krishna conscious I am, or not how Krishna conscious I am. So do yourself a favor, be in this mood of giving Krishna to everyone on the order of Gauranga, and you will feel the most sublime nectar every time you chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. And another secret is it works the other way too. The more you get Krishna, the more you can give Krishna. It works both ways. So where do you get Krishna? Mangalarti. Where do you get Krishna? Obeying your spiritual master. Where do you get Krishna? You see, the Bhagavatam, kirtans, prasadam, reading. In so many ways we get Krishna. So take this process very seriously. Somebody, as I one time stated in a class, I said, revolutionize yourself and revolutionize the world. And the devotee said, well, what's the balance? How much time you should spend revolutionizing yourself and how much time revolutionizing the world? He said, well, till 9 o'clock in the morning, you can revolutionize yourself, and after 9, go out and revolutionize the world, you see. So almost finishing, we got 15 more minutes to revolutionize ourselves, and then after 9 o'clock we turn into revolutionize the world, you see. And it's also, we sing it every day in the Sringa prayers. Did you know that? Bahir Nasingha Hridaye Nasingha. Oh, this is an amazing diorama of Lord Nisringa Dev here. Amazing. Prabhupada describes in his purport in the fifth canto of the Bhagavatam what this actually means. May Lord Nisringadev dwell within my heart, killing all my bad propensities. That's Hridaye Nisringa, you see. So that my mind can become clean, and so that I can bring peace to the entire world. That's Bahir Nisringa. Nisringa within, Nisringa without. I want to Krishnize within, and I want to Krishnize without. So to Krishnize without, I Krishnize within. May Lord Nisringadev drive away all the dirt from my heart so that I can give peace to the entire world. Prabhupada translates it like that. To the entire world, he says. So we should think big. You may say, so Prabhupada, you may think, well, this sounds really impractical to think about delivering the whole world. But Prabhupada says, even if he's not successful in doing so, his liberation is guaranteed, and anyone who follows him will also be liberated. So even if you can't make the world Krishna conscious, at least you'll be Krishna conscious. You see what I'm saying? If your meditation is, how can I live my life in such a way to have an uplifting impact on the global consciousness? By that meditation, you're guaranteed to be liberated. You see? You're guaranteed. And anybody you can make a devotee who listens to you and follow your instructions, they'll also be liberated. So we may not be able to deliver the whole world, you see. But you know what? Lord Chaitanya has predicted that we will, in fact, actually Krishna Das Kaviraj, I mean to say, has predicted that we will, in fact, deliver the whole world. You know that shloka? Saj janna durjana pangu jadda anagana prema vanyayala dubaila jagateta janna. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami. It's a tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate the entire world and drown everyone. The pious, the impious, the lame, the invalid, the blind. Everyone will become drowned. It is stated by Prabhupada, there's a 10,000 year period of the era of Chaitanya. Right now we're only 500 years into the Chaitanya era. But during this 10,000 year period, the entire world will become Krishna conscious. So you all are the pioneers of the greatest paradigm shift that's ever happened in the history of the universe. You are the pioneers of that paradigm shift, of that spiritual revolution. So we're living in a very, very, what is the word? Just not forgetting the word. It's a very, very significant moment in history. This is the most significant, it's a turning point in history. Very, very significant turning point. So take advantage of living right now, right? You're actually living on the cutting edge of the greatest paradigm shift in the history of the universe. Take advantage of it, dive fully into it, become a potent representative of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by carefully chanting every day, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Here we go. Written questions are very helpful. Maharaj, you said follow four regulated principles and chant 16 rounds to the best of the ability. After so many years of chanting, no taste is coming, what to do? If you're not getting taste, Prabhu or Mataji, you are not chanting carefully. You're chanting carelessly. It's stated in the Upadeshamrita, if one carefully chant these sweet names every day, a natural relish will awaken within his tongue. You may be chanting for 20 or 30 years, but if you're chanting carelessly, you're not going to get the awakening. You have to chant carefully, not carelessly. That's the difference. Okay? How to think ourselves a fool or a servant in front of the spiritual master? Well, just remember Lord Chaitanya considered himself a fool in front of his spiritual master. And if the spiritual master tells you you're a fool, don't try to argue against him. The spiritual master points out your defect, admit it. Yes. Not only the spiritual master, but your senior godbrothers also, the senior devotees. When they point out a mistake, don't just argue at a false ego. Maybe I am not perfect. After all, maybe I do make mistakes. You have to be open to that. It could have been a mistake. If somebody points out you made a mistake, you don't immediately say no. You think, you have to, oh, maybe I did. You see? Always have that humble mood with your God brothers, the other devotees. And then when you're with your spiritual master, you're in the right mood. You see? Otherwise, you can be right there in front of your spiritual master, be a million miles away from him. How to realize or remember that by our getting every, we're getting everything by the mercy of Guru. You have to read the scriptures and understand the scriptures. You have to, every day we sing it. By the grace of the spiritual master, we are making spiritual advancement. We sing it every day. Yasha prasada, bhagavat prasado. Yasha prasada nagati kutopi. You should meditate on the meaning of these songs. How to feel gratitude. Well, you have to just see how you're being blessed at every minute by Krishna unlimitedly. What is the difference between faith and being in knowledge? What gives us the impetus to give up sense gratification? Well, if you give this process a try, you'll actually experience the result. You have to be open-minded enough to actually give it a try and do exactly what the system is. Then you'll experience the result and your faith will automatically come. How can I become steady in devotional service? Rupa Goswami explains the first three steps are shelter, diksha, and obedience. How does a microphone stand steady? You see, these mini microphone stands, most of them have three legs, you see. So how does that microphone steady? It's standing on three legs. That makes it steady. So if you want to be steady, you have to actually take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. You have to be initiated by him, which is a vow of eternal shelter, and you have to obey him. If you have these three things, you take it seriously, you will be steady. Okay. How to advance solidly under the guidance and the orders of the spiritual master without being shaken by the perception of others. Well, my grandmother wanted me, she said, why don't you become a Christian minister? You see? I mean, you know, you have to be convinced that my relatives aren't my authorities. They may like or may not like what you're doing. You have to be convinced. There is only one authority, and that's Krishna. And those who purely represent Krishna, they are authorities. Others are not authorities. You see? They're not. My dad said, son, why didn't you get a job in a hospital? Do something for humanity. Come on. This is the greatest hospital, Prabhupada's hospital, you see. I mean, we have to be intelligent and not listen to the advice of fools. What is the position of someone who takes the advice of fools? He is even a bigger fool, isn't it? If you take the advice of fools, that makes you you become Mahamudha. Don't be a Mahamudha, taking the advice of fools on how you should live your life. You take your advice from the supreme authority, God Himself, Krishna, the source of everything. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, the Course said, don't try to see Krishna. Serve Krishna in a way that Krishna can see you. Please explain. Well, it's already explained by Bhakti Siddhanta. That's how you will see Krishna, by the way. When you behave in such a way that Krishna wants to see you, that's when you will see Him. You can't see Him. You can't barge your way in. Okay, Krishna, I want to see you. You can't do that. You have to act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you, and that's when you see Krishna. You said the more we give Krishna, the more we get Krishna. What is the future of Bhajanandi devotees in ISKCON? Well, they'll either become Goshti Anandis or they'll bloop. What can I say? How not to make offenses in the holy places? Well, you have to train yourself never to be offensive wherever you are. Don't be offensive in Delhi either. You see? If you train yourself how to always avoid the nama parads, then you'll be fine when you go to the holy dham. Okay? Out of five kinds of liberation granted by Lord Krishna, why the ekatvam liberation is deadlier and considered mayavadi? Ekatvam means to become one with the Lord. Actually, it's not really liberation. It is and it isn't. It's a concession for those who want to merge with the Lord, that they're, by doing great penances and austerities, they're allowed to think themselves liberated. But Bhagavatam clearly states, Aruya krishchena parang patam patapatan yudho nadya dushmadangrayaha. After undergoing great penances and austerities, they merge into my effulgence, but patanti adho, they fall down again. So it's a concession. Krishna is very kind on those who want to merge with Him. He says, okay, if you want to merge with me, I'll let you think you're liberated for some time, but then you have to fall back again to working at the factory in Delhi, or whatever you may be doing, driving a taxi in Delhi from Vermont. So don't be carried away by this impersonal liberation. It's a very popular philosophy nowadays. I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. When I was a young fired up brahmachari, I first came to Delhi back in 1980. I was at your airport, the old airport, not the new one. And I remember one gentleman, he came up to me, saw this bright-faced young brahmachari from America. He came up to me and said, we are all Krishna here. Like, you know, impersonal Brahman realization. We're all, everyone here is Krishna. I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. He wanted to enlighten me that we're all Krishna. You know, I'm Krishna, you're Krishna, we're all Krishna. So don't be carried away by this. I was carried away by it previously. Before I came to this movement, I actually thought I was Krishna. First time I went to the temple in San Francisco, I'd been reading all the books of Mayavadi books, you know. So I went to the temple. And a friend of mine taught me the mantra. I really liked the mantra. I knew the mantra was fantastic. The mantra could take you to higher planes. I could feel it by chanting. But still, I had this impersonal conception. So much so, when I went to the temple, I was chanting Hare Krishna in the temple room, and some brahmacharini comes up to me and she says, "Oh, you're chanting Hare Krishna so nicely." And I was thinking, "Ha ha ha! If she only knew that I am Krishna." So, by Krishna's grace, I was gradually liberated from this idea that I was Krishna, you see. Because, I mean, how can you be God when you have to get sick and get old and die? God is an eternal youth. God doesn't have to go to the toilet, you know, when nature calls. You know what I mean? You have to realize you're not really God, and this idea of becoming one with God is just, it's madness. Qualitatively you are one, but not quantitatively. So, no more questions. I'll do this last question, then we'll end here. Okay. How to avoid being tricked by your mind? Well, you have to be fixed in hearing from Guru, from sadhus and shastra. Your vision has to all, your intelligence has to be your guide and not your mind. That's why poet Govindadasi says, Bhajahure mana shrinandanandana abhayacharanadavindare. My dear mind, please engage yourself in the devotional service of the divine son of Nanda Maharaj. So your mind is like a little naughty kid. You have to be like the mother. It keeps the kid properly engaged. Your mind gets off the track, give it a slap. Give it a kick. You rascal mind, what are you doing looking at that pretty girl over there? Get back to Krishna. He's more beautiful than millions of pretty girls, you see. So in this way, you have to bring your mind under control. And in this way, you become a liberated soul very soon. Very soon, you'll become qualified to see Krishna face to face. So we thank you all very much for your kind attention. Now the 9 o'clock has come. Now it's time. You've been revolutionizing yourself from 4 a.m. to 9 a.m. Now it's time to get out there and revolutionize the world here at the temple or wherever you're going in your service. Everybody, you're a household or going home, but go home in a mood of preaching and giving Krishna. So now we have some prasadam to distribute. My book is also here, Truth Works, for 1,000 rupees. And you get a free bonus book. So everyone come to get some prasadam. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya.